This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Thursday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker in the house. Special guest, we'll get to her, but Johnny, man, tonight, dude, after Busted Pencils, a half hour after, the great debate with news director Terry Bell, host Todd Albaugh. Coverage is going to start 30 minutes after our show, so don't go anywhere. Event is anticipated to start at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, if you're listening to Civic Media, you're listening to Busted Pencils, just stay on so you can be there for Civic Media's great coverage of the debate. Another place, Johnny, you know where people might want to go for this debate? You know where.
Man, I bet you there's actually probably a brew in view. If not, people will probably be hoisting them up and listening or watching where they can. But yeah, man, Tim, if you're in Madison or if you're in the north up by Minocqua, you go to the Minocqua Brewing Company, who are big time advocates for public education. They're always working to build community, make great beer. Tim, they tell me they're the most sued brewery in America because they're outspoken and they're against not only just Republicans, but just the erosion of democracy. So good Democrats down at the Minocqua Brewing Company, making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check them out at MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, has there ever been a presidential debate this early?
I was thinking about that. I was just like, it seems too early. It seems, you know, and what? This is the one that they've agreed to so far, right? I mean, and the election, if I remember correctly, being an old social studies teacher, it'll be in November, right? It's still June. Man, they're going to talk smack on each other tonight, and we got what, 4 more months to go?
Well, I mean, historically, it's pretty risky to do a debate this early. And usually presidential election debates are within your party right now. So right. We're usually trying to decide which person in the Republican Party, which person in the. So I think with an incumbent year, it might make sense, but I don't know. It's just different. It's early to be going head to head. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited to watch it. I'm like equally like, what's this going to be like? But also like crossing my fingers that it's not a total disaster or anything, but it's going to be something.
I think it's going to be like an episode of Fear Factor. You're going to be sitting there and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, did I just see that? I don't know. Yeah. It's not feeling presidential to me. At this point, it really is starting to seem like it's going to be a big show. And maybe that's what you're excited about, is realizing that, you know what, this isn't going to be two statesmen necessarily getting into the down and dirty about policy and how they can create, you know, better situations, create a fabric of democracy that we can all be proud of. But this is going to be a kind of knockdown, drag them out. It's going to be dirty. People expect it to be dirty. And I get kind of sad about that, because here are going to be, you know, what we would hope would be two role models for potential children, role models for democracy. And I'm not so sure that's what we're going to get. You know, we talk about on Busted Pencils all the time, public education being the foundation of democracy. Man, when I start looking at the products that have been put in place right now to be representatives of democracy in America, it's kind of a sad day to think about that. So, you know, what we do here every night, boy, if the stakes aren't truly recognizing how high they can be, because, man, we need some help. We need some great candidates. We need, as we say, Johnny, a lot of the people that we spend time talking to, a lot of those educators who have been stepping up to do democracy. Yep. I look forward to a lot more of them in the future, actually pulling ahead and saying, you know what, I'm going to restore, and I don't care what party, but restore decency across the politics and say, we're role models. We're role models for children. We're role models for democracy. That's it. Not just children, role models for democracy. And there's a lot that depends on what we do. I just don't think that's what we're going to see tonight, but it's going to be a show.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it unfolds. But I'll come back to that, Tim. I mean, we have a great guest here. Would love to get her in the conversation and introduce her so that our listeners who are like, okay, Tim and Johnny, enough. Yes, we know enough. The debate's going to be on. But we're here for the education talk, fully leaded education talk. But as we talk to each other about democracy, right, doing your civic duty, you know, participating in your community, you know, whether it's through any career that you choose, is part of being an active citizen in a democracy. Like what we contribute through, whether we're the barber in our community, whether, you know, we're a shop owner. I sound like Mr. Rogers neighborhood, right? The shopkeeper,
there you
the
go.
Fire person. No, but really EMTs, the people who make life possible in our communities.
Bus drivers.
Right. And we always talk about, Tim, that amongst those people, there are some really great educators, but the pathway to becoming a teacher isn't always conducive. Like we don't know when we're maybe 19 or it's a 4-year program isn't conducive to our life, doesn't fit where we're at or how we can find ourselves in a classroom. Well, Tim, talk about doing democracy, talk about civic duty. Our guest tonight, why don't you introduce her so she can get in here for the listeners to hear.
Yeah, Sam, she's sitting there so great. Tonight on Busted Pencils, our guest is Sam Todd, remarkable working adult student. She's juggling responsibilities as a school bus driver, mom, pursuing her dream of becoming a teacher. And some people are like, where is she doing this? Yeah, we've introduced the faculty. We've introduced the provost, the dean, and another student from Western Michigan University. It's a grow your own program. We've got another student. We're going to talk about this, you know, what got her there, but bringing her into this. Sam Todd, though, welcome to Busted Pencil. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
All right. How bored were you with our intro conversation on the debates?
It was actually quite interesting, honestly.
Oh, Sam, come on. You're being nice. So, Sam, what's going on for you? So your mom, right? You have a 2-year-old. And I think when you talked to me, also one on the way.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And I have a 2-year-old and then one due in October.
October. And you are currently... though your occupation is working for the school district as a bus driver?
Yes.
Wow. What is that like, a bus driver?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, what time are you both morning pickup and then afternoon back home? So what time of day does Sam get started to, you know, get the bus and to make sure that everybody's going?
So during the school year, I am up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
To get ready, because I live a half hour from the school that I work at. I get to work about 6:15, and my route doesn't start till about 6:45.
Okay.
So I'm up quite early. And then at the end of the day, depending on how the kids act and behave, I don't get home till about 5:30, sometimes even 6 o'clock.
How many kids are on your bus for a pickup?
So this year was the fullest I've been both elementary and middle school, high school. Elementary, I range anywhere from 45 kids to 68 kids. And then high school, middle school, I have anywhere from... 30 to 50
on the same bus.
Yep, on the same bus. So
now those are different times, though, right? They're not all, okay. So,
yeah.
but like 40 to 50 students at any one time.
Yep.
Okay, in elementary school, we're talking kindergartners through fifth graders.
Yeah.
All right. And so they're all together. So yep. 40 of them picking up in the morning, 40 of them dropping off in the afternoon, and then changing bus and then picking up 30 to 60. Oh my goodness. 6 graders all the way to seniors.
Yep. Yep. And we used to didn't be like that because of COVID. It used to be split. And so we just kept it split because it was just so much easier. Mm. But then they started, because we have a shortage of drivers, they started doing it 3 months before school ended.
How long have you been driving a bus for the school district you work for?
I've only been driving for 3 years.
Okay, you've been driving for 3 years. Johnny Lupinacci, man, did bus driver ever enter your vision as, you know, or were you the one that drove bus drivers like Sam crazy by being one of those kids?
Oh, I was definitely a difficult kid on the bus, but I actually was a bus driver too, Tim. I mean, it wasn't my pathway in, but I had, my CDL and my cert, my classifications to drive the bus, because I worked at schools where you had to drive the bus and we had to get to and from sporting events. And so I've never done an official route like Sam does, but I have, you know, been able to drive the bus and be part of it. And I thought every time I did it, wow, special place in my heart for all the bus drivers who are doing it day in and day out.
Right.
Right. Rain, sleet, snow. I mean, they're there figuring out if we can even have a snow day or not. It's like bus drivers are holding together our districts. Really, they're really out like at the seams of making each day happen. And I can't, and we talk about all the time, classroom management, different things. Imagine management of 50 some elementary students of a variety of ages behind you while you drive.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a special gift to keep kids safe and get them to and from school. So appreciate what you do, Sam. It's really amazing work, but it's also work that's giving you an entry.
Mm-hmm.
This unique program. I think Tim, you and Sam will talk a little bit more about it, but I just get excited because obviously you like being around kids, and you're already part of their education, but you're transitioning into formally becoming a teacher that kids are going to have in their classroom. And so that's exciting work. So how does a bus driver become a teacher? That's what we're going to get into tonight, Tim, the unique program that Sam's in, the cool work that they're doing. And so when we get back, more about that. How is a bus driver becoming a teacher?
Mm-hmm. More on Busted Pencils when we get back. Definitely what we do here every night, walk into the light, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest, Sam Todd, Western Michigan University, grow your own. We're going to talk about all the details. If you want to give us a call, 855-752-4842. Yes, you heard that right. If you were listening to the beginning part of the show, Sam is currently a bus driver with her school district. Becoming a teacher. Got a text from Jim in Appleton. I have been a school bus driver for 15 years. What Sam is saying is accurate. Props to you for taking the step into the classroom, Sam. So that's one of our listeners out there, Sam, saying props to Sam. All right. So Sam, yeah, bus driver to teacher, and people listening are like, and yeah, the two-year-old's there for sure. How, like, was this before the Grow Your Own? Let's just point this out. You know, so nationally, there's a teacher shortage. Johnny and I would have a debate, not even a debate. We'd be on the same page about saying, I think it's more of an exodus. We've created the conditions to drive a lot of teachers out, and we've actually not been very good at recognizing where our next group of teachers are. And this is what I love about this Grow Your Own program. We see it in Tennessee when I went down to visit them in Tennessee. We're seeing it in Michigan, and particularly at Western Michigan University, the idea of saying, hey, guess what? You want a teacher? They're right in front of us. They're driving our buses. They're crossing students at the crossing guard. They are actually looking to become teachers, but didn't have an ability to take the opportunity, the access to an education. Because, you know, Sam, prior to this, I guess you probably looked at becoming a teacher and said, like, I don't have Monday through Friday during the week to devote to classes. And I don't have the money to pay tuition to do that. On top of that, I got to work. And so when I'm working, when am I going to go to school? But Grow Your Own, Western Michigan, they kind of changed the ball around for us. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about your journey from bus driver to now student studying to become a teacher.
So I've always wanted to work with kids some way or another. So that's why I started working in the transportation department, because it was just the easiest thing for me to do that didn't require a whole bunch of money or schooling. And then I got an email. We all did, actually, everybody at the district. We got an email beginning of the school year last year about this Grow Your Own program. And I went, sounds cool. And then I realized that I don't have to pay for anything. You know, I just have to keep a decent grade. And, you know, it'll balance between work and school. And it really has, honestly, balanced quite well.
Well, and so right there, so tuition free, the Grow Your Own program in Michigan is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So that right away then makes the whole idea of going, like, I can't afford to go back to school, because now that variable has been taken off the table. Well, Sam, it's not going to cost you anything. Can you go back to school now? And you're like, well, but what about the other part though, too, of taking classes during the day in classrooms? I mean, how does that work? Or do they have a curriculum that is better suited for somebody like you who's working all day during the day?
So thankfully, they have asynchronous or synchronous all online. So I don't have to go sit in the classroom. And it's the classes that I have to attend online don't start until after 5 o'clock. And the teachers are very good at being reliable or, you know, helpful. And if I'm, you know, if I'm still working at 5, they're like, okay, that's fine. Just let me know. And I can log on at 5:30, so 6 o'clock. And they'll be like, well, this is what you missed, or this is what you need to know that you didn't get to see. Or they'll have it recorded and send it to me.
So it's conducive to the working adult like you, because that, you know, because I've talked to students, you know, the barriers to becoming a teacher, the first one, the tuition, you know, the tuition just is for a lot of people. They're like, yeah, can't do it. Okay. They took the tuition away, and then people say, but you know what? I got a job. I still got to continue to make money. So tuition free is great, but when am I going to go to class? So Western Michigan's Grow Your Own program is, well, Sam, you're going to go after work, 5:30, online, either asynchronous or synchronous. And the faculty teaching these courses are going to recognize that they're working with a Grow Your Own population of students who are working full time during the day and then taking classes at night. Johnny Lupinacci, the question that when I hear about students like this is going, dude, do you think you could have done it? I'm kind of like going, like, man, I had my own, you know what? Guess what? I was a traditional 18-year-old kid on a state campus, you know, learning to be a teacher, you know, doing what I did. I worked in the outdoor rec department because it was fun, not because, you know, and I just think about, like, when I had been working full time, I have now met these Grow Your Own students like Sam, and I am so impressed. And so, Johnny, I wonder about, you know, just before we do some more talking with Sam, you know, what do you think about the, you know, people are like, well, how do they do it? They must skimp. I don't hear any skimping here.
Well, no. And Sam said, you know, she's always wanted to work with young people, and she is working with young people as bus driver, and part of this, she's integral part of their education, but wanting to be a teacher and knowing you want to be a teacher. I've never met anybody studying to be a teacher that skimped. It's not, it, I don't, you know, I just, you know what you're going into. You know that you got to get the skills and you got to gain those pieces to put together what you're going to do when you're the teacher in the classroom. So both being on site, being around kids, but then also having accessible teacher education. And Tim, that's what we're talking about. It's like, it's not instead of, it's just different. It's accessible. It's available at different times. And I think it's great. And I love these alternate routes and pathways for people to become teacher, to have that quality support. Because we know, Tim, some places in this country, it's easier to get your teacher's license than it is your driver's license. And so, I mean, this Michigan is not one of those states, right?
What
Sam is going through is a quality program at Western Michigan University in a state that is known around the country for the quality of teachers it certifies. And so that program that Sam is in, it might not look like 9 to 3 p.m. Tuesday, Thursday classes, you know, like typical college campus rolling with my Stanley Cup in my pajamas and
your pajama bottoms,
sorority party, you know, kind of thing. It's different. It's working folks. It's, you know, and I got to experience becoming a teacher, what I call a blue collar institution, similar to Western. It's Eastern Michigan. A lot of people commuting, a lot of people, second careers, third careers, parents, people who left, you know, the automotive industry, not always by choice, right? Because there was a big downsizing in employment in Southeast Michigan. So seeing people from all different walks of life, all different roles, often with kids and all kinds of responsibilities in addition. I've seen the value that brings when you have that diversity, not only diversity of the cultures we come from, but diversity of the stages of life we're in, the roles we're in. It makes for a rich learning experience. So it's really amazing. I don't think at all, how are they? They're probably skimping or getting a watered down version. I think it's actually likely to me to be an even more important version, more when we come back.
You know that song one way or another. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. What an appropriate song for tonight, one way or another. Sam Todd is going to become a teacher. She's at Western Michigan University, currently full-time bus driver for the school, studying to become a teacher. How does that happen? There's a Grow Your Own program in the state of Michigan, not just Western Michigan, but the state of Michigan said, hey, we're serious about finding great teachers for this teacher shortage. We know they're out there. They just didn't have the access. They just didn't have the curriculum, the ability. Let's put together a program that reduces, and in this case, eliminates the need for tuition, reduces and or eliminates kind of old traditional face-to-face curriculum and says, hey, you can still continue to keep your job tuition-free and study after school. Doesn't mean skimping, as you pointed out, Johnny. In fact, I look continually at the Grow Your Own students and think they are the hardest working people ever, which is why, though, these programs make sense. When you sit there and go, guess what? We know we can solve this teacher shortage. We have got great people all over our school districts who are wanting to become teachers, but need the access to becoming teachers. So yeah, we're great to have Sam Todd on. Number is 855-752-4842. Do want to remind people though to stay tuned after Busted Pencils tonight, because yeah, we had a long intro into this, but the presidential debate tonight, Terry Bell and host Todd Albaugh, they're going to start coverage 30 minutes before. So just stay on, just listen. You get that crazy show as we're going on. So Sam Todd, so you got, just like all the school employees got an email announcing this program. Are you in like a cohort then, or are there other people that are working in your district, you know, that are going through this in different pathways? I mean, tell us a little bit about your classmates.
So I do know that there's at least, I want to say 4 or 5 other people within the school district that are going through this. And we're all doing obviously different majors and minors. But most of them work in an actual school. Like 3 of them work at the daycare that we have. Mm-hmm. And then one of our bus aides actually is going through the program as well. So it's kind of nice to be able to actually have classmates nearby that you can see face to face to ask questions about.
So you do have the ability then, these cohort people, you said face to face, so you guys can get together and kind of support each other.
Yeah, like today when I took for my charter that I did, where I took daycare to the fish hatchery, the lead teacher at the daycare is one of my classmates, so I was able to talk to her about school. It was quite nice.
Johnny, think of that, right? That's so cool.
I
mean,
I love it. And it matches the actual name of this program that Sam's talking about, Grow Your Own. Like, it's saying, hey, we have folks locally who are working in the, you know, close to education. They're around each other. We talk all the time on Bus and Pencils, Tim, about teachers teaching teachers and how we learn to teach better by being in conversation with other teachers. And that extends out to other educators, people who are close to the children's learning and caring about it. So it sounds perfect. It sounds like a really great thing. And man, I just love hearing this because, like we said, Tim, there is a teacher exodus. There is a shortage of people who can sustain their career in the classroom or for one reason or another. And we know a lot of those contributing factors, but we also know there are really great people. And one of the reasons that there aren't as many teachers in our district as we'd like is because there's a lot of barriers to them becoming teachers. So this removing those barriers and working with folks in the district is huge. I think it's really great to hear about. Sam, appreciate that you're doing it and here sharing that with us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sam, so, you know, as through this now, tell me a little bit, like, okay, so what are you when you're done? Will your license, your certification be in to teach?
Honestly, I don't remember. It's been so long and had so many classes that I've gone through that I don't remember.
So you'll be looking though, like to teach elementary school students, do you think, or?
Yeah, I want to think that I picked K through 3rd grade, early elementary.
Okay.
Just because for me, I can't deal with older kids because the older they are, the worse the attitude.
Well, you have that experience then too from bus driving. Yeah, Sam, you know, think about that. Great question. Johnny, when you think of, you know, again, when you were becoming a teacher, well, hey, actually you gave people a hint. Michigan, you were a Michigan graduate. You went to school in Michigan too.
Eastern Michigan, because you don't want to confuse people with the University of Michigan.
Right.
That's a different ballgame. But yeah, I went to Eastern Michigan. I became a teacher in Michigan, started my teaching career, did bulk of my, you know, classroom time in Michigan. Yeah.
Oh, loving the, you know, thinking right now. So Tennessee, Michigan, actually to the National Center for Grow Your Own, put out there, there's now 30 states in the country right now that are pushing Grow Your Own program. So if you're listening to Busted Pencils right now and going, wow, this sounds like a great program. Yeah, you want to know more about it. You know, so contact the people at Western Michigan, see who are there. They're there because this really is, you know, if you're sitting there going, I know somebody, you know, out there who's really looking to become a teacher, this could be their program.
Well, there it is. As sure as the bell rings true, Tim. You know what that means? Democracy in action. I mean, I couldn't hold back to call for the bell because what you were just talking about, what Sam is sharing, you know, state legislators and universities and people who are preparing teachers working together to restore one that teaching is a blue collar profession. It is working class. It is about the labor force and finding ways for people through like apprenticeship models, through grow your own, through these kinds of ways that we can fund people close to education being part of formal education. I mean, it doesn't get more democratic than that. And I'm not talking about the Democrat Party. I'm talking about democracy, decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decisions being made. It's local, right? And so when I see this and hear this, wow, Sam's local support for her to be an educator who's from that community, who's learned to be a teacher in that community. It's investing in our own. It strengthens grassroots. It's in every way democracy in action.
Sam, how about that? Did you know you were participating in a form of democracy by doing this?
A little bit.
Well, it, absolutely, a lot of bit. I mean, you know, the whole idea of a citizen really answering the call, and the reality is that schools need teachers, teachers too. And Sam, you know, Johnny and I talk about this. You are, you know, you're going to end up becoming a public school teacher. And public school teachers, yes, you have to teach reading. Yes, you have to teach math. But we have to here to remind you, Sam, the number one thing you're doing, you're working with future citizens, future community members, future people who are going to be driving that bus, who are doing the engineering. Your job is preparing the future of democracy. And so, yeah, Johnny, democracy in action, grow your own, Western Michigan, Sam Todd, what a great example of democracy in action. Is absolutely powerful. Sam, so what was your, let's just do this. So what was your most interesting class that you took this past semester?
This past semester, I'd have to say the class where I had to do 10 hours of work experience.
Okay, you mean actually going out into classrooms and seeing what's going on?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Wow. And again, anybody watching on the Twitter, watching on X, watching on the Facebook, you can see again what Sam, you know, you're getting some visitor there. Love it. So don't worry about that, Sam. That's great. It makes it real so that people understand. Yes, she is a working mom. She is out there and she's doing everything, you know, stepping up to become a teacher at Western Michigan University. It's a grow your own program. And, you know, again, kudos to Johnny, kudos to the legislators and the governor in Wisconsin, because, you know, we had the opportunity to talk to Julian Vasquez Heilig, the provost, and Laura Deinhardt, the dean. And they said, you know, look, they had a governor and a legislature that said we need to look at the teacher shortage and realize that if we provide access in the form of funding, in the form of curriculum, so stepping up and doing that. So, Sam, are you then with this program, people might want to be asking the question. So it's summer break. Are you on summer break or do you continue to take classes during the summer?
So I had an option to choose to either take a full break or to do extra classes over the summer. That way, when I go back in the fall, I don't have as many to do, or further down the road, I won't have as many to do. So summer one, I just finished 3 classes, and then summer 2, which starts next Thursday, I only have 1 class, thankfully. So it's not too much.
But you are continuing to continue working through the summer on working on your degree. Now, does the bus driving slow down in the summer?
So yes.
Okay. Thank goodness.
I currently am driving. I do charters throughout the summer, and I also sub. Like the route that I'm currently doing, one of our drivers took a leave of absence for a month. So I'm covering her route for her until she gets back. And sometimes there's summer school, but it's not much to it if there is summer school.
I wonder about this. So Sam, how's the family with you making this decision? Is there support? I mean, tell us a little bit about that. I know you said grandma's there helping you tonight right now do this interview.
Yeah, so there's a lot of support. So if I do have synchronous classes where I have to get on at night, My mother-in-law will take him for me so that he doesn't interrupt like he just did, so I can fully focus. Or my husband will take him, but it's just hard because he also works a second job at night. He works from home. He's a mechanic, so he's a lot of times not in the garage. There's also been a couple times where I've had to have he spent the night at my sister's house so that I can actually get, if I'm like behind on schoolwork or something, my 2-year-old will go stay with my sister. So I've got quite a bit of support from everybody.
Nice. Well, I think that though too is what we hear about that. And then again, to emphasize the faculty and the Western Michigan people also providing the needed support. Do you have like an advisor you work with on a regular basis?
Yeah. So there's a couple advisors. We do have one from the school ourselves. And I've emailed her a bunch of times. I'm out here a bunch of times when I've had issues with classes or just issues in general, trying to keep my grade up. Mm-hmm. And then through Parchment itself, we have our own, I guess you would call her an advisor, where we can go to her if it's something simple that needs to be fixed or if something's not getting fixed as soon as it needs to be. She can kind of give them a little umph, like, hey, she's struggling with this. She needs a little help. So it's quite nice.
Well, Sam Todd, what we say here, grow your own student, Western Michigan, bus driver to teacher. You are truly busting pencils. Sam, thank you for your time tonight.
Well, thank you. It was cool. It was awesome being on here.
But you're awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Johnny and Tim, when we get back, we'll break it down. Yeah, we're back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Our guest for most of the show, Sam Todd, Western Michigan University, grow your own program, school bus driver, full-time mom, becoming a teacher. Johnny, I love this program, man.
Man, I love it too, Tim. Man, there's nothing I love more than the people who truly identify in their own ways. Like probably people around them have told them, but when they're like, you know, I want to work with kids, I feel an affinity towards becoming a teacher, and I find joy in that. And in fact, I want to do that. I want to be great at it. I want to do it in my community. I love when those folks get the opportunity to become teachers, because they become really great teachers, the kind of teachers that every kid in this country deserves and ought to have. So it's like, I love it, because I've seen for a long time the pathway to becoming a teacher doesn't always support the best educators in our community being teachers.
Right.
And so I love when that happens. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, you think about it, it's like, who wants to be a teacher? And that's a legitimate question today, nowadays. It's like, who would want to be a teacher? We hear people, Jess, you got that too. You're like, right?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I started teaching, people were like, really? Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, it's out there.
Well, and you think about how hard it is to be a teacher, and you hear the horrors of classroom management and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, we had, you know, our texting from Jack saying, like, you know, Sam is spot on. Well, I'll tell you who I trust, you know, with classroom management is a bus driver who's got it under control and who's managed these kids are all ages and groups of 50, you know, when their safety is really important. And so, I mean, this is just fantastic. And hearing Sam talk about her peers and the way they get to talk about teaching, I mean, Tim, we teach teachers. We know change of instruction and teacher success is directly connected to teachers being able to talk with other teachers about teaching, connecting the ideas and the things that they're learning directly to real little people who are around them. So it sounds like amazing things happening at the Grow Your Own program at Western Michigan. Big ups, like we said before, Tim, to the state of Michigan for being one of those states who's figured it out, who said, hey, you know what? We got a way to get more of these great folks into the classroom.
And I think the whole great folks into the classroom too. And, you know, I know the research on this is too early to say, but my projection on one of the research finding is going to be looking back at these Grow Your Own students, these Sam Todds. And if you remember Karen Fracker in Tennessee, who we interviewed, the Grow Your Own, the mom again, who was going through their program, the idea of, you know, how long do teachers stay in the classroom as a profession? We know the teachers leave, you know, pretty quickly. I mean, the whole idea, 5 years and, you know, 50% of teachers are out. I see this program when you hear people like Sam is like, I really wanted to be a teacher. I didn't know I had the op. I think we're going to see that their staying rate is going to be much better, much better.
Yeah, Tim, I agree with you, man. Their staying rate, all of that. Education is important. Public education is really important. Getting great people in the classrooms that are prepared to teach and have the skill set to teach is really important. And making sure they're from all different ages, all different walks of life, because there's great experience that really good people out there can bring to schools. Mm-hmm. So I love that. On that same note, I love when great people can get together, not only and learn, but when they can build community together. You know where you can build community anytime is at Monaco Brewing Company, right? They're big time advocates for public education and for a strong democracy. So if you got to get down and check out Monaco Brewing Company or check it out online, monacobrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Also, listener, I mean, we've had a lot tonight. Great show. But stick around. Stay tuned to your local civic station. After Busted Pencils, in just a few moments, coverage from Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and host Todd Alba for You Know What. Presidential debate. It's on tonight when we go off the air, Tim. I know I'm going to be cracking a Minocqua brew, sitting down and watching, you know, Uncle Joe. And dare we say, he who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, that
Voldemort and Uncle Joe are going to have a debate. So
TFG, they call him. You know, I'm going to be, you know, again, because it's important. I want to hear what they're going to say about education, because we said, you know, some people are saying they're not even going to talk about it.
I wonder on that with you. I'm taking under. They're not going to talk about education.
Not at all.
Maybe student loan debt. Maybe we talked about that, but I don't think it's going to come up.
I don't know.
I think the project tomorrow.
The Project 25 is coming forward, and we are going to hear TFG. Yeah, that guy, he's going to make very bold the proclamation of when you elect me, he's going to do away with the Department of Education.
Does that mean that student loan debt goes away? Because technically student loan debt is in the Department of Education.
Okay. So, I mean, I'd like someone to press him on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not saying that I'd vote for I'll remain nameless, but just based on that, or probably and anything. I mean, there'd have to be a real like Saul moment for that to happen. But you know, I'm just saying, you know, if that was true, Tim, you know, if you're doing away with the Department of Education, do you toss student loan debt with that? Because technically, that's where the $1 billion of interest is going. So where is it?
Yeah, they don't need to collect interest anymore. There's no more Department of Education. I'm a little bit concerned about the way this conversation is going because, man, it's making me potentially, Jess is looking at me
don't worry. Tim. He's not actually serious about that.
Okay. No, I'm using the sarcasm.
I know you are.
He's learning the language.
Well, it's Busted Pencils, John. Great night tonight. You know, again, looking forward to more. Just love talking to the Grow Your Own students. Like you said, we've had them now from Tennessee, and now we're talking to the ones in Western Michigan. And I have to put this out there. You're listening, and you know of a great Grow Your Own program. If it's in your state, you want to get on the show, give us a call. Drop us a line, 855-752-4842. Get in touch with us. We want to hear about all of those programs that are making and giving the opportunities for our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, the ability to step up and be those classroom teachers that we know we need. Man, let's tell this story everywhere, because this is absolutely powerful. Johnny, man, always enjoying Busting Pencils with you. Tomorrow night, man, Friday, Weekend Review, little trending news, Busted Pencils. Check us out tomorrow night. Everybody, have fun during the debate.